Yeah. I just got off the phone with Big Unk. He texts 6 a.m. in the morning. Say, gotta hit me as soon as you get up. Waking baby well, with a gangster.
I guess this is what y'all been waiting for.
It's gonna be a whole lot of that
welcome
shit this year, nigga.
To the Waking Baby Show with Big Unk.
Yeah. G's up, home down. Yeah. I'm a boss. I ain't got time for no bullshit. You waste the mind, you catch that eye.
What's going on, everybody? You already know what time it is, man. It's your motherfucking man, Big Unk, man.
Nephew in the building.
Right back in this motherfucker, man. Motherfucking episode 3. Episode 4, man. Hey, look. I promise y'all we got this shit together. Hey, we gonna feel, we gonna get this shit, man. It's episode 4, season 3. In the building with my motherfucking nephew, man.
I missed the last one, but I'm here for that one. I promised them
yeah,
I was gonna make
man.
It, man.
Yeah,
I couldn't.
Is, man. But hey. Look, nephew, before we get this thing started, man, let me give a shout out.
I'm checking
man.
Out. I see what's going on. You
yeah,
dripping
man.
Over there, man.
Yeah, man. I got one of my folks, man, on Instagram that be support me and shit. So you know how
mm-hmm.
I do, bro. I always show my support, man, to anybody that support
I'm
me.
Saying, how can I check them out though?
Oh shit, man. Goddamn shit. I got them right here, man. You can go to Bonfire. Bonfire, BONFIRE.com and check out his merch and shit.
Okay.
Or you can go check him out on Instagram, man, at HempLover2.0. That's HempLover2.0. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
HempLover is, you know, well, you know, it's been one word anyway. But yeah, man, you know what I'm saying, man? He got them, got this shit, man. One for me and my wife and shit, man. This motherfucker say, I am high. Maintenance, you know, like high the weed, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, my weed high maintenance
that's
too.
Slick. Yeah, that's a slick.
Yeah,
I like
so yeah,
that.
I went and got them, you know, got them show me, got them support, bro. You know how I do, man.
Sure.
You know, I ain't one of them motherfucker, man, to be trying to get a nigga to send me no merch and all that shit, man. Man, look here, man. I'm right where you at, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't doing shit for free. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm telling motherfucker, man? Shit, I got merch too, man. You can go to imbunk.com, man, and you can buy some of my shit too, man. That's anybody out here, man. But anybody that be rocking with me, man, you know, man, shit. Send me, DM me, man, your shit, bro. And if I get a chance, man, if I can, you know, I'll buy some of your shit, man, to give you a shout out, man. Because like I said, man, that's how I show my support, man, you know. It's
yeah, real.
Yeah, by you know, rocking like that, man.
Mm-hmm.
But man, yeah, man. But hey, but look, man. Outside of that, man, you ain't never you can find that right there, man.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, man, shit, what's going on, man?
Shit, everything good, man. You know, the great God woke me up this morning, so you know, I took
man.
It from there.
Oh man,
you know, I took it from there.
Hey, that's what I be telling motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's how I go. You know what I'm saying? That's how I go, man. Once God goddamn put life in you, you know what I'm saying? Goddamn, to wake you up in the morning, man, it's on you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? God give you a chance. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you got to make the choice. You know that, and that's what motherfuckers get shit fucked up. But like I was saying, bro, in a minute ago, you know, I have to realize when I be talking like this, man, of who I be talking to or who might be listening, man. You know, people ain't used to, you know, somebody telling them that, you know what I'm saying, man, that if you going, you know what I'm saying, if something going to happen in your life, you going to have to be the one that make it happen. You know what I'm saying? People really believe that, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, it's because of God that they at where they at in their life, you know what I'm saying? And like I tell people, man, you know, shit, God don't need your credit. You know what I'm saying? And the reason I be saying that shit, man, is because God wants you to be fully aware of the shit that you doing in your own motherfucking life. That's good or motherfucking bad. But for good or motherfucking bad, people always find a way to make it seem like it's because of this that I'm going through this because God trying to show me something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and that's why I say, man, I just like, you got to have full accountability for this shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I be, you know, like, when I, and don't get me wrong, man, that don't mean I'm finna stop saying what I'm saying. I just have to understand, man, that it's going to take a minute for it to soak in. You know what I'm saying? You know, because that's truly what I believe, man. Just like you said, man, God wake you up in the morning. God bless you to get up. He don't bless you with nothing else. He ain't bless you with no house. He ain't bless you with no car. He ain't bless you with no new friend. He ain't bless you with no none of that shit.
You went out and picked all this stuff.
Man, look here, man. Because I'd be like, when you be trying to say God bless you with somebody in your life, then when that person do you wrong, is it God's fault?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I be saying, bro, but you know, that's kind of like, that's why I'm like, you check that Kanye out, right?
Yeah, man. And, boy, y'all got to go check that Kanye out if y'all ain't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But that man a genius, man.
Hey, look here, man.
I used to think, I thought, I ain't gonna say I thought it was crazy or nothing like that. I just wasn't really keeping up with him, nothing like that. Mm-hmm. But I just thought it might have been a little off or something like that. But nah, man, that man far from that. I see now he far from that.
Oh yeah, man.
And I see why they call that that genius. Mm-hmm. I see.
Hey, cause look at man. Belief.
That man got brain. That man got some brain.
Hey, keep talking while I'm choking.
Man, that man, boy.
Man, God damn. Hey, here you go, take this, boy. Hey, look here, man. Hey.
This man knew he was going to get some Grammys before, like 10 years before he even started.
Man, hey, man.
This look, man bro. He knew he was going to get Grammys 10 years before he even came.
Hey, look here, man. And most motherfuckers don't even know what they want to eat. And they standing right in line looking at the menu.
And they finna
eat like hold up, Nick. You ain't hear what I just said, though. I say, it's people that even don't even know what they want to eat. And they be standing in line looking at the menu. And this man knew that he was going to goddamn give a Grammy speech, nigga. And he ain't in. Hey, look, that's why I say, bro, when you be telling people shit that you going to do, realize way you tell them, when you be telling them, you ain't telling them, like, when you tell a motherfucker, yo, I'm finna, if you stand next to a house, and you be like, yeah, nigga, I'm finna buy this house right here. You know, man, goddamn, you got over there?
Mm-hmm. Boy.
You know, like I'm saying, man, you know, when you be telling people shit, man, most of the times, you don't be standing next to the house that you say you gonna buy in 10 years. Mm-mm.
That shit fucked me up, though, when I
you won't be standing next to the house that you gonna buy in 10 years, man. You know what I'm saying? You won't even be, hey, you won't even be standing in your house. You be in somebody else's yard talking about what you gonna be. Man, people don't be believing that shit, bro. Mm-mm. So it's gonna take you to have to believe that shit. If it's gonna happen, you gonna have to believe it. Because, man, people around you ain't gonna be believing some of the shit that you say you gonna do, man. If you ain't even doing the shit that you say you gonna be doing. That's why, man, motherfucker be like, yo, just like right now, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Man, I could tell you what I'm going to be doing in 5 years, bro. I could tell you right now. I could tell you what I'm going to be doing in 5 years.
A lot of folk can't tell you what they doing that week.
Man, listen, man. And the reason I could tell you that, man, is because I know what I'm doing right now. And I know what I'm going to be doing tomorrow. And I know what I'm going to do the day after that right there. I'm going to be doing the right thing, man. Whatever it is that I need to be doing, man, that's what I'm going to be doing. So that's why I could tell you, man, where I'm going to be at and what I'm going to be doing, man. You know what I'm saying? When I was telling motherfuckers, man, that I was going to write a book, they felt like they're like, shit, write a book? You ain't even got a story to tell. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They ain't believe in my life. This here, bro. If you don't see it first, man, they ain't going to see it second.
Mm. Ooh, that's a fool.
What I say, boy, if you don't see it first, they ain't gonna see it second. You can't expect somebody to see something, man, if you can't see it for yourself, man. Mm-hmm. And even when you can see it for yourself, man, you still better not expect them to. I'm telling you, man, that's why I don't even tell people shit. Man, that's what I'm telling you, bro. That's what I have to tell you all the time, bro. I be like, just do what you gonna do, man, and then show it to them.
Exactly.
Just do what you gonna do and then show it to him, man. That's why I tell what I be saying all the time, bro. Man, I don't care. Hey, whatever. Nah. I ain't fucked up about it, bro. I ain't gonna be wrong. I like to hear what people say they're gonna do, but I ain't fucked up by that shit, man. Because I know, man, it's all about results, man. It's all about results, man. It's all about results. And so yeah, man, that shit, that's like, bro, that's why, man. Nigga say, bro, nigga like, bro, I was walking to the train station, man, got them reciting my Grammy speech.
That shit was crazy, man. That was a fool now.
Man, look here, man, that was belief, man.
I said, damn, boy.
That was belief, man.
That's real for real.
Man, and that's what you gonna have, hey, look, and that's what you gonna have to have.
Oh, yeah.
You feel me?
Well, definitely gonna have that.
You feel me? Every day. All day. No matter what's going on in your life, good or bad, you gonna have to have that kind of belief in yourself, man, that you can keep it going.
That's the only way you're gonna get there.
That's it, man. Look here, at no time, man, you ain't see. Hey, look, I ain't see. Hey, look, I seen him thank God, I seen him praise God, But I didn't see him pray to God for shit.
Nah, that man went and took it. He went and took, man. You ought to see how when he go do them studio times, man, he get them folk tracks and he just, I don't know, just bust out rhyming for them folk.
Yeah. Cause what they say, man.
And the average motherfucker that'll come and do that for them bust out rhyming, they don't sound like nothing. They don't want to hear that.
No. Hey, cause what he say, man, he was making beats so he could rap on. Mm. He just got so good at making beats. Is that's what took off first. See the thing is, man. See, a lot of motherfuckers, man, just try to do what they good at and stay at doing that because they don't want, man, look here, man. You got to be goddamn doing more than just, you know what I'm saying? Because, see, you motherfucking around, be fucking around and just be working on one thing, man. And that shit may not, it may take too long. Mm-hmm. Man, that's why, man, I got 3-4 things going on, man. You know what I'm saying? So that way, you know what I'm saying? Something gonna jump.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like they say you can't have all your eggs in one basket type of things.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
And what if you drop out that one basket?
Hey, man, you know. But that's what, like I said, bro, that's why I love, like I said, man, when I saw, that's why I was like, that. When I saw, I was like, yo, let me tell you, man. I said, nephew, man, you got to watch that bitch. Because, man, I'm telling you, man, me and my wife were sitting here watching that shit, man. Yo, that shit had me so pumped up, bro, because you don't really, man, bro, I don't really get it. Like I said, I hear a lot of people talk, you know, about, you know, a lot of people be like motivated, you know, something like, but no, man, I'm talking about talk that shit, bro. Like when he tell that nigga, man, like, man, I ain't here for this, man. I got much more. It's a lot more than I want to do.
Yeah, man.
I ain't come, you know what I'm saying? Like, talk that shit, man. Yeah. Like, yo, man, like you said, when you talking about the Grammy shit. Or just everything he had to go through, man. Everything he did.
More, yeah, boy. What?
Man, that shit had me going, nigga.
Rapping through the wires. Oh, man.
That shit had me going, man. Just to see somebody talk that talk, bro. And that's why I was telling, man, they need to have a class. They need to make, let motherfuckers sit down and watch that shit, bro. And let them see exactly the type of person and exactly the type of belief and exactly the type of people you're going to have around you while you trying to do the shit that you say you want to do, man. You can't just have a room full of homeboys and don't nobody in the room believe in you, all the shit you doing. As a matter of fact, they don't even believe. They ain't even got nothing they can bring to the table.
They just sitting around waiting and hoping that some pop.
Yeah,
don't nothing pop off. After a while, they gonna be gone.
They don't know how to goddamn work no beat machine. They don't know how to play no instruments. They don't know how to rap. They don't know how to do. All they know how to do is sit back and hope the shit that you doing take off so they can motherfucking benefit from it. Man, if you ain't working in the room, you ain't in the room, man.
But that boy who with Kanye though, man, my home believed in him.
Yeah.
He believes,
man. Got to have, man. That tell you, man. You got to have Cody's in your life, man. You got to have them type of mother, man. That's it, bro. That's what I'm telling you, man. I ain't fucking with these niggas, bro. I'm telling you, man. It be trick. Like when I meet motherfuckers, bro. Man, I don't even listen. I want the best, but I don't expect the best out of shit, bro. And that don't mean that I go into things, man. You know, I go into it the way I would go into it, man. If I wanted this shit to last forever. But I know that most people don't go into it that way, man. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when it don't happen, bro, I ain't throwing off by that shit. Because I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, man. Because I know, like I say all the time, what got me here ain't going to keep me here. And so I'm prepared to get up every day and motherfucking readjust my life if need be to continue goddamn moving on in my life. I ain't got no problem with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so, man, that's why I be like, man, I don't get, you know what I'm saying, man? Like, man, I'm telling you, man. And that's what I know. That be the problem with a lot of motherfuckers, bro, is that when you get to where you say you want to be at in life, you don't really realize the responsibilities that it take to stay there. You know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure you ain't trying to stay there, but I'm talking about just, man, yo, it costs more to stay in Miami than it do to go to Miami.
I'm so what?
Ooh. It costs more to stay in Miami than it do to go to Miami, man.
Mm.
If all the motherfucker had to do was pay to get somewhere and everything was on, man, motherfucker would always go on vacation. If all you had to do was get there and everything else is on the motherfucker that's there, man, you would never stop going nowhere.
Mm.
But because you know it ain't like that, you got to pick and choose when you go on vacation.
Mm.
And that's how you gonna have to do in your motherfucking life. You gonna have to pick and choose where you want to be at in your motherfucking life. And that's why I'm telling you, man. Bro, this shit be, and that's why I'm like, I say that Kanye, man, that shit, I'm like, I know that. I wake up, bro, I wake every day, man. Every day, nigga, I wake up, man, that's me, nigga. I'm destined, I'm gonna be great. Cause I am great, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be great cause I am great, man. And I ain't waiting on nobody or no one to, even God. I ain't waiting on God to motherfucking make me into who I want. I ain't waiting on him because I know God and already. See, when I be saying shit like that, right? Mm. When I say I ain't waiting on God, people are, what? He ain't waiting. What the fuck? They turn, no. The reason I ain't waiting on God is because I know God already gave me everything I need to do, man, to complete the motherfucking race.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to wait on nobody. I'm good. And that's the same way it is in my life. I ain't finna wait on nobody, man, to help me do nothing I need to be doing in my motherfucking life, man. I'm capable of doing that shit my motherfucking self, if need be.
Yeah. That's so real.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I tell you, man, that's hot. That's for real, bro. You know what I'm saying, man? And that's why I don't give, man, I'm supposed to be like nothing. And I tell motherfucker, man, like, God don't want your credit. That's why I don't give God credit. I give God credit for the most important thing, man, and that's life. I give God credit for all my abilities, man. Mm-hmm. Everything that I'm capable of doing, I give that credit to God. But everything that I'm doing, man, oh, God don't get none of that credit because he don't want it. Because God want me to be able to see the shit that I'm doing in my own life. So whenever I get to something that I'm trying to get through in my life, I can look back at that shit, man, and know that I can do it. Mm-hmm. And I ain't got to wait on God when I'm thinking like that. But if I'm thinking that it's God that's doing the shit in my life for me, man, then I got to wait on God to help me get through that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I realized about that shit right there, man, you find yourself having to get through that shit on your own anyway.
Exactly. Because you got to move.
Man, I'm telling you, bro.
You got to move around. God ain't going to move you around.
Man, no, man.
If you just sit there, ooh, it's going to be
ugly.
Woo.
Ugly. Boy. Like you said, what you say? God wake you up and that's it.
That's about it. That shit, you supposed to be more than, you supposed to be fantastically happy.
You know what I'm saying?
When he wake you up in the morning.
I'm telling you, man. I'm like, yo, you know, and that's why I say, man, like when I talk, because I'm like, I believe that, bro. Like I said, bro, I know that, man. Just as like I said, man, you know, just like I believe when you have a child and you take your child to go get everything they need for school, and you put that shit in the book bag because you know everything they need is inside that book bag to get them through school. I believe God done did the same thing with you. I believe God done put everything you need inside your book bag. You are the book bag.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to believe you have everything inside that you need and digging in and get that shit.
Ooh, yeah, ooh, that's... Ooh.
You know, so that's why I be like, man, that's where my faith at. I ain't saying that you shouldn't pray. I'm telling you that you don't have to pray. Not for that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because God ain't giving you nothing, bro. God ain't giving you nothing, man. He ain't giving it to you, man. Because he done gave you everything, man. He ain't giving you nothing else. He ain't all that shit, motherfucker. Be sitting around here, man. I be like, bro, like you praying for material shit. You praying for shit that you can get off your, that you mm-hmm. gonna have to get off your knees and go get anyway.
What?
But I say, like I say, bro, once you convince yourself of something, you done convince yourself of everything. You know, you tell yourself, I don't know if I can do this, man. That's what you believe. You believe that you don't know that you can do it. So because you don't believe that you can do something,
it's a big chance that you're going to fail at it.
Yeah, because you ain't going to bring the energy or the effort into even to, man, so you know what I'm saying?
No point even trying if you got that type.
Man, you already know, bro. You already know, man. But yeah, man, like I said, but damn, bro, like I said, man, hey, you made it. Hey, you over here now, man. We here. We got episode 4, me and motherfucking yeah, nephew, man. Bitch. Man, what the fuck? Oh, that's goddamn got my man thing. Oh, anyway, hey, but that's my man thing right there, matter of fact. No, I've never had sex with you. What? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, but yeah, but let me. That's that Kanye West thing. Disconnect that. It done went out anyway, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, hey, like I said, I'm doing this on my own, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, fuck up. Yeah, I ain't got nobody that can motherfucker jump back that bitch and catch it. You know what I'm saying? But you think I'm tripping off that?
Man,
ain't nobody paying me to do this shit, man. I'm doing this shit myself.
From ground up.
Man, look here, man. Like I told y'all, man, it's the Wake and Bake Show, man. Where y'all come to wake your ass up, to bake your motherfucking mind, man. Because I'm not going to tell y'all with all my disclaimers, I can't change your life, man. This ain't a place you come for somebody to change your life. This is a place where you come when you need your mindset changed, man, so you can change your own motherfucking life, man. But it start with belief, man. It start with that belief you're going to have in yourself to get the shit done that you need to get done in your motherfucking life, man. And I ain't trying to say just because you decide to change your life today that everything going to get better, because it don't. It's just like cleaning up a motherfucking house, man. You got to start with one room at a time. But if you don't stop cleaning, you can move on. So, man, just know, man, you know, I come to do this shit, man, whenever I can do this, man. You know, because this is what I believe in, man. You know what I'm saying? I believe in this shit because I believe in myself. You know, and throughout time, you done seen this shit go from one stage to the next stage, because that's how life is, man. When you continue to grow, your life continue to grow.
Mm-hmm.
You have to always be in the mind frame, man, to know that, hey, every day you get up, man, this shit on you, man. No matter how many people you can depend on, ain't nothing better when you can depend on your motherfucking self, man. The life is yours, so the job is yours. Like I said, man, I ain't telling nobody not to believe in God. Because I believe in God with all my motherfucking heart, man. I'm just telling you to believe in him a little more. Believe in him so much, man, that you don't even need him. Because when you believe in him that kind of way, you know he done gave you everything you need to get through everything you're going through. See, the challenge ain't getting through life. The challenge is getting through your life. So before I go, man, I just want to say thank you to motherfucking nephew, man, for coming through this bitch, man. Fucking with Big Unk, man, you know.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
Man, I just want to see like this how this shit be going, man. You know, people, hey, like I said, man, I ain't got no writers or nothing, man. You know, all this shit come from the top. I speak what I feel, man, because I feel what I speak, man. You know, I try to keep it, you know what I'm saying, 100. I'm going to keep it 100. Ain't no trying to, man. You know, so I just want to say thank y'all, man. Thank nephew, man.
For sure. All
you know
the
what I'm saying?
Man,
for coming through,
love,
man. Rock with Unk, man. Like I said, this episode, motherfucker, for season 3, man, of the Wake and Bait Show with your motherfucker, man, Big Unk, man. So, but like before I go, like every other time I go, man. Peace. I don't know my light, and shit, man. I do some LL shit, but man, y'all know how I do, man. Holla.
I'm a boss. I ain't got time for no bullshit. You waste the mind, you catch that eye under the